From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Thousands of protesters marched and gathered at State House on Saturday in a call for Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe to stand down. The demonstrators angrily chanted and carried banners calling for Mugabe to step aside as they surrounded the leader's official residence. Charles, who wouldn't use his last name, was among those protesters.
Must go today!
Right now!
Today! He must go today, not tomorrow. Want him to go today.
Mugabe is under military house arrest after he fired his longtime deputy and appeared to position his wife to succeed him. He is said to be resisting efforts to step aside. Tom Turco reports that Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri says he intends to return to Lebanon and take part in Independence Day celebrations.
Hariri spoke to reporters Saturday after meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Hariri added that he will make his political stance clear upon his arrival. Lebanese President Michel Aoun refused to accept Hariri's resignation that was made through a TV broadcast in Saudi Arabia and accused the kingdom of holding Hariri against his will. Tom Turco, VOA News.
An Egyptian court has ordered Mahinour El-Masri and another defendant to remain in custody pending trial on charges of participating in an illegal protest against the government's transfer of two strategic Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The court ordered that they remain detained until it reconvenes December 30th. El-Masri and four other activists are on trial over charges of protesting illegally in June. The presidency has since ratified the transfer of the islands. This is VOA News.